although normally in other circumstances would have moved it out right now, my suggestion is that you touch base with people who are in charge of those budgets, if they haven't passed, or if they have, maybe the budget's even already passed.
It has passed.
It has passed also, and see what they recommend. I don't want to start a big fight about it, but if we quietly, we can inquire and see what the preferred.
Well, if everybody's comfortable otherwise, I'd suggest we move it out, knowing it'll take 3 or 4 days to get it ready to put on the desk, and if we find, and with the understanding that we will make that checking between now and then, and if people run up any red flags, I think I'd like to touch bases with the co-chair of Ways and Means too, before we bring it down on the floor.
Sounds like it, yeah.
But if everybody.
Formally, I guess.
Senator Thorne too, okay, it'd be Thorne and Senator Thorne and Ripper. But I'd just soon not have it on the agenda again if we could avoid it, unless somebody raised a concern, then we could just have a quick motion to pull it back. Would that be satisfactory with the committee? That is, if you feel good about the bill otherwise, which I, so, looks fine to me.
I'd move it out of the.
Senator Frye moves House Bill 2492 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I think this is really an important idea in a way that we make our society more civilized if we find out what these match these unidentified bodies with missing person reports. Get rid of some of the dead weight. At least call a roll quick.
Cohen.
Aye.
Frye.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Hamby.
Aye.
Hendrickson.
Aye.
Wyatt.
Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, doctor and representative. You're both doctors, aren't you? Kathy Bogan has some. We need to switch counsel briefly.
Oh, is it spending?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, you did? Did it spread any rumors?
I didn't pass anything out.
What?
I didn't pass anything out.
Ever?
What do you mean? Oh, no, okay.
What'd they say?
It's been brought to our attention that on Senate Bill 12, that in our amending that we did the day we sent this out, which was, we worked very late that night, that we inadvertently repealed some statutory language that was not consistent with the decisions that we made overall. And council, several of us have been contacted about this. I don't think the proposal we want to consider today would in any way change the decision we made before. It would only be to actually ratify the decision process we made before. Council, can you, first, the chair would move that the vote by which Senate Bill 12 was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation be reconsidered. Please call the roll.
Cohen.
Aye.
Frye.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Hamby.
Aye.
Hendrickson.
Aye.
Wires.
Aye. Motion carried. Now we need an amendment. What language? I've gone over this.
I would move that ORS 107-412 be reinserted back into the statute and into the bill.
The amendment would be to delete at page 1, line 3, and page 9, line 16, ORS 107.412. That's where it was repealed.
Has anybody got a copy of it?
Yes.
I didn't give it, you know, I didn't think it was necessary to bring anything to the committee, so I didn't.
The original bill would have repealed 107-407 and, because they're a package, and 412. Since we decided not to repeal 407, we shouldn't repeal 412. And it was more or less an oversight that we did not remember that portion was in the bill.
Well, that was on what pages again?
Senator Hendrickson now moves that we delete at page 1, line 3, and page 9, line 16. The reference ORS 107.412. That's on page 1, line 3, and page 9, line 16. Is there discussion of that motion? If not, is there objection? If not, it's so ordered. And now Senator Hendrickson moves Senate Bill 12 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Cohen?
Aye.
Frye?
Aye.
Gardner?
Aye.
Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson?
Aye.
Wires?
Aye. Motion carried. Then on House Bill 2185, which is relating to forestry practices, creating new provisions and amending ORS 93.710 and 527.680. We don't have a file here, and I wanted to make a motion to send this bill back to the desk with the request that it be re-referred to the Government Operations Committee, and I'll explain. The chair will now move that. The bill be sent to the desk to be re-referred. A letter go with it suggesting go to Government Operations Committee. And to explain my motion, Senator Hanlon has been working last session and this session to bring about some changes in the Board of Forestry. And he had a vehicle or two in the House that he thought were going to bring that about. And that work has run aground, and he wants to try to put that into this bill, which has an appropriate relating clause.
Mr. Chairman, I just visited with somebody about this bill. I think would resist that motion. I would like to pass this bill out as it passed the House, because this is a good bill, and there may be another relating clause or another vehicle, but
could I just ask, but I'm kind of in the dark, is this a bill that's just referred to, been referred to our committee?
Yes,
bill that has been referred to our committee.
And what does it do?
It basically places upon the landowner, clarifies that the landowner has the responsibility of reforestation.
Uh-huh.
The existing law now is somewhat ambiguous as to whether it's the landowner or the operator, and this makes it clear that it's the landowner.
So it's just it's a search for a vehicle, is that?
Yeah. This is an important reforestation bill, and I don't, you know, that's an obviously another significant issue, but I think this is a good bill in the form that it's in now, from what I've heard.
Well, if you feel strongly about that, I'm not interested, since this hasn't been noticed for a hearing. I'm not interested in getting into the merits of the bill itself right now, and we could reschedule it for soon as possible to have a hearing, and we can have a full discussion about this.
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, could Senator Hanlon add his provision into this bill and through this committee? Or?
I don't think he would be interested in doing that through this committee.
Well, as chairman of the other committee, Mr. Chairman, does it look realistic that that could be done in the other bill and sent out finally?
Well, it's about as deep as I've gotten into this, Senator Frye, is that Senator Hanlon came and asked me to do this, and I told him that I would be willing to try to accommodate him if the President of the Senate indicated he was interested in sending the bill to our committee. And I thought at that point I would start getting into the details of the provisions of the measure. And I'm not prepared to give an opinion on whether the provisions that are currently in the bill would stay in it along with the new material or not, but I can say, without knowing very much, that I'm sure that it's going to add weight to this bill. This is a little bill that's almost
right
to the governor's desk at this point. That's what I'm sure Senator Gardner is speaking to. If you put a major provision of Board of Forestry into it, and it will become a major piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm. Well, procedurally, couldn't the President just, if he were convinced by Senator Hanlon of the merits of his cause, couldn't the President on his own just withdraw this bill from this committee and send it to?
Absolutely not. Take 16 votes from the body to pull a bill out of committee.
Is it impossible to get a bill through the rules?
Unlike what it would appear about the strong committee system by what the House just did this week, there are tremendous protections of the sanctity of legislative committees.
Of course, the House bill so you can shoot before you back to the floor for concurrence.
Well, I'll support the chair.
There's no other vehicle. There is no other vehicle for...
I have not been the person who's been primarily interested in finding vehicles, so I'm not prepared to say that there are no other vehicles. I know that this is the one that Senator Hanlon has suggested, and I know that he has been very interested in finding vehicles, but I can't represent whether or not there are any others. Senator Cohen?
I guess I'd ask that, I'm not saying that I wouldn't go on the chair ultimately, but I would ask you to make one further inquiry on our behalf, and that is to see whether there is a bill that might be, a House bill might be available on, instead of the McFarland's committee, which is, where most of the forger bill would come that passed.
Well, but...
She's in on this strategy. She and Senator Hanlon are working together. They're both on government operations. So I assume that means...
Well, that's even more so why I would ask that you request this, for them to look one more step to see if they can find a bill that they'd rather use.
I think there's another problem in her committee that you probably are aware of, other than whether there's a vehicle. Yeah. But.
I tell you what, I would be willing to chat with Senator McFarland and Senator Hanlon about this, and maybe. I'm just not willing to vote today, because I do favor the bill. From what I've heard in the present form that it's in, it's a fairly innocuous bill.
So maybe they can put it in a Senate bill and send it back if they're really serious about this one, this chair.
Oh, I see. That's what you're saying, is put this concept in some bill on McFarland's.
McFarland's. I don't know what they...
I didn't follow what you meant before. Now I hear you.
But let's sort of bring people to the table one time before we want a good idea.
Require seller of interest in forest land to notify buyer of any reason. This actually, excuse me, I just thought of something. This bill has already gone through Senator McFarland's committee and had a subsequent referral to this committee.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here are the Senate amendments to A. Engrossed House Bill 2185. They don't seem to be very long. Restore landowner, delete operator, and empty period.
If we could refer it back to her committee.
No, but we want to keep
the vehicle.
She could put the idea in there.
We're not going to be able to take this up in government operations until next week, so we could place this motion in a couple of days. Senator McFarland isn't going to be back until, what,
she
Thursday?
She isn't going to be back tomorrow?
I think her funeral is tomorrow. The funeral she's going to. So Thursday we could talk with her, and maybe we could do this Thursday. I guess the highest count would be three at this point. So I'll withdraw my motion, and we'll check on this and possibly bring it back Thursday. Let's see. I need some sign-up sheets, I guess. Do you... What do you think about that House Bill 2550, Senator Pryor?
Move the table.
What is that one?
Before I accept the motion, we had a hearing, subcommittee hearing, before we got a quorum here on House Bill 2550. That says, do you want to describe it briefly, Senator Frye?
Yes. The bill was presented on the House side to make it a felony to serve alcohol to a person under the age of 18. The House Judiciary Committee amended it to make it an offense to serve alcohol to a person under the age of 21. And May Yee, Senator Yee, and Senator Van Leeuwen appeared urging us to restore the language of the original bill. And it also imposes minimum mandatory fines and sentences for a third offense, other things.
It looks like this business about in subsection 3 here is existing language about the, but it's changing it from a violation to a Class C misdemeanor. Is that it, Council? What?
Yeah, right now it's not classified. This makes it a Class A misdemeanor, and then if you look in line 17, it adds in bold the words "at least a mandatory minimum sentence as follows." And then also on line 23 says that the court cannot suspend imposition or execution of the mandatory minimum. So it does give more teeth to the minimum sentence. And then the only change from existing law other than what I just mentioned is that the fine is increased for the first conviction.
Could I ask a question?
Senator Hendrickson.
Is the mandatory minimum, could that be a fine or does it have to be a jail sentence?
It's the third offense that becomes a 30-day minimum sentence. And that's existing law, but I guess the change is that by putting at least, then before you put the at least in, I suppose they could say, okay, there's a minimum jail sentence of 30 days, but I don't have to impose the whole 30, I can just impose 2?
No, it could be suspended, I think.
Oh.
Well, the current law says that the court cannot suspend the imposition, and the language that was added is or execution of.
So you impose it, you sentence them, but you don't...
You suspend execution.
You don't execute it. So this would actually probably get some... It would only get you in jail the third time, though, mm-hmm. 30 days?
Right.
Yes.
So probably, I wonder if anybody in the history of the state has been convicted 3 times for that. So the more pragmatic effect would be this $350 increase and making it a scheduled Class A misdemeanor, which I guess makes it more of a record. Senator Hamby.
Yes, Madam Chair, that's exactly how I read it initially. I'm sure I can't imagine anyone being convicted 3 times. I think I'd almost support a 30-day minimum after a third conviction on something like this. But I saw it more as the 252, the increase of a fine to 350. And
Mr. Chairman, you might be apprised also of the two hypotheticals, yours and mine, and how this law could work. The way that they'd like, the way that the witnesses would like to have this, where it's a felony if you give it to a person under 18, and an 18-year-old gives a 17-year-old a bottle of beer is subject to felony. And if it's adopted the way it came over from the House, then an 18-year-old who gives a 20-year-old a bottle of beer commits an offense and is subjected to these penalties here.
Could I ask a question, Senator?
Problem. Yeah, the problem, the example, he gave his example, mine was that there are these graduation parties where parents serve high school graduates alcoholic beverages. I don't approve of the practice. Don't do it, but I know it happens, and it won't be enforced on people who have nice parties and serve gin and the orange juice. But so it seems like, you know, we're kind of stiffening a penalty on something that isn't being enforced except against people in a kind of a different, inconsistent kind of enforcement. Senator Hendricks.
Well, I just had a question, Senator Fry. Are you saying this provision in here about no one giving, other than the person's parent or guardian, shall sell, give, or always make available any alcoholic liquor to a person, is that a new provision of law that isn't?
No. The current law and the way it came over from the House is that it's against the law for a person, except a parent, to give to another person under the age of 21 liquor. I'm saying that if if an 18-year-old who's subject to the criminal laws of this state gives a bottle of beer to a 20-year-old, that is presently unlawful and would be and would continue to be unlawful, but we run into these mandatory minimum situations where the court doesn't have any discretion on how to deal with those kinds of situations. And I'm just not going to support any bill that takes away the judicial discretion that I think is necessary to deal with varying situations, number one, and number two, which increases penalties with as little showing of need as we've had in this bill here. I just don't see that. There's no compelling need shown, in my view, for this.
I think Bill's right on this one.
In deference to Senator Yee, she wanted us to set this over so her police chief from Sweet Home could come and tell us the need of it. I want to say that.
I know, Representative
Bill. So I'll be able
Bill
to tell her when I go tell her we tabled it that yeah. I told you all that. Senator Hendricks, I'm
well, I just know Representative Larry Hill from our area has been, he's one of the sponsors, has been
okay, Senator,
very interested in this bill. In the what bill?
The dog bill.
I don't know about the dog bill.
That's on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Senator Fry now moves that Senate, that House Bill 2550 be tabled, which is a non-debatable yeah, motion, so please now. Call the roll.
That's why we
okay,
why I didn't accept your motion. Please call the roll.
Senator Brown?
No.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Fry?
Aye.
Senator Gardner?
Aye.
Senator Hamby?
No.
Senator Hendrickson?
No.
Senator Wires?
Aye. Motion carried.
Mr. Chair. Yes.
Senator Hamby.
Since we've just tabled 2550, I would like to move that we untable it and perhaps consider language insertion of a bill that I have lost due to lack of one vote in committee. However,
you didn't vote on the prevailing side, Senator Hamby. If you'd care to change your vote, we might consider your motion.
I have to vote on the prevailing side to untable.
Is that just for reconsideration?
Yeah, for reconsideration, you have to vote it on
that's
the
true.
On prevailing side.
Oh, dear.
Should we make a motion to take off the table?
I think she wants yeah. to move, Senator...
To take it off the table.
Fry, to put in some language. I'm just guessing, because you haven't told me what you have in your mind. The language of some bill that's hung up in another committee has to do with
yes.
positive education.
Right, and in all fairness to the original requester of the bill that we just tabled, the Sweet Home Chief of Police, Ed Savage, we could still have him come forward to testify because Mr. Jerry Cooper in the audience just checked base with him and Mr. Savage, the Chief of Police in Sweet Home does support the amendments that I was going to propose.
What are the amendments, briefly?
The amendments speak to implementing a 50-year-old statute, the Oregon Liquor Control Act, and speaks to alcohol abuse awareness enforced by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission.
Is that, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fry.
That's not a bill that's in this committee, I take it?
No, it is not.
Has it had any action in whatever committee it's in?
Pardon me?
It hasn't been acted on in any committee?
It is sitting in business right now. I'm lacking one vote. Right. I have 19 votes on the floor.
That's all I need to hear. Mr. Chairman, all I'm going to say is, you know, this committee has got a lot of bills, and a lot of folks are worried about, rightly or wrongly, whether we're going to get our work done. And if we don't quit rethinking these bills, once we make a decision, we're going to not get done. This has happened 3 or 4 times, and I think I'm willing to live with the decisions that I lose on my votes, and I think that the committee ought to strive to just adjust to the way we vote and stop trying to revive these things once we've acted on them. So I'm opposed to fussing around this bill any further.
Okay, I think I hear what you say, and I'm not sure I want to fuss with it either, but I think what she's suggesting is that we insert almost totally new language.
Right. It's a different...
But
yes.
I don't... Council said that she thought your staff's going to bring down copies, but I
yes,
don't think
I
we
do
have them. Do you have the copies?
I have copies.
Well, as a courtesy, I would move the reconsideration of it for the sole purpose of inserting the new language.
You want to do that or have it distribute it while we go.
That's fine, whichever's more convenient.
I'll work that before us.
Why don't you distribute them quickly, and is it one page or more?
Oh, this is that one about promoting temperance, yeah.
Right.
Why don't we go on to another call?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then while we look at those.
When you're geared into this.
We can get back to it.
Is this going to cost any money?
No. By the way, Mr. Chair, it costs $0. It's enforced by the Governor's Task Force on Drunk Driving, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I quit counting after 19 votes on the floor of the Senate. And Senator Fry, this is really a common practice, using a vehicle.
Well, no, it's already, you can't get the votes out of one committee, so why should this committee add it to the agenda? That's what I don't understand.
The problem with receiving the votes on the business, Senate Business Committee, is that there are some direct conflicts of interest. We have distributors, liquor distributors, sitting on that committee, and proprietors of lounges sitting on that committee. And so it is a difficult decision for them. So it has been sitting.
Well, the answer is, if you can't get it out of one committee, so we're going to add another bill to this committee's agenda.
Okay, Senate Bill 285, the incest bill. This is almost ready to go. Which one uses the mock-up? This one?
Where's that?
Council.
Members should have in their files two different proposed amendments, one of which is labeled Council Senate Judiciary 6283, and the other one of which is a cut-and-paste job on some legislative council amendments. I prepared the ones dated 6283 based on just the history of this bill and the testimony, and that is that there are some judges who apparently do not think that under pecuniary damages they can order costs of counseling or psychological treatment as part of a restitution order. And so an option short of what the original Senate Bill 285 did, which was only dealing with a special statute on incest, would be to amend that definition in the restitution statutes to include that.
Oh, sure.
So on line 14 of the 6283,
right.
We'd add, and cost of psychological treatment or counseling. Right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Gardner.
That will broaden it out a little bit.
Well,
that's in any situation, any crime.
Yes. Originally, it spoke only to incest.
I know, that's what I mean, but this will broaden it really.
Quite frankly, I don't think the existing language on pecuniary damages prohibits the judge from ordering that, and there's some case law.
Specials could include that.
Exactly, and there's case law that had litigated that issue on another point, which is an amount certain and some of the other issues that are raised in restitution, but there's no. I believe Mr. Van Dyke even testified that he thinks it's authorized. I know Judge Bonebrake thinks that it's authorized under the current statute. This would be sort of saying, okay, for those judges who do not think that it's under the statute, we're clearing the air on that issue.
It would specify what special damages are.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way it's written is that it goes and losses such as medical. It's not an inclusive listing. It's by way of example.
But not be limited to losses. Yeah, I think that's. I think it would be covered as a as an element
special, of out-of-pocket.
Special damages. Yeah.
I wish it'd be the original sponsors on it. That first one to change.
Yeah, I don't know. Are there judges that do not think it is covered?
That was the testimony and has been the testimony in the committee, that there are some judges that don't think that they
Jerry
can
Cooper
under that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That do not think that they can order that as a part of restitution.
No. Judge Bonebrake asserts that they do now have the authority.
Right. This would be in lieu of doing a special statute just dealing with incest.
Yeah.
So there's some consistency in the criminal code on this issue.
I move the Judiciary Council Amendments 6283.
Discussion. Senator Gardner's motion.
I guess
My only comment would be is, it's like the mediation bill. I think the courts have the inherent power to do that too, but I guess they're just making it explicit.
I think they have explicit authority.
Yeah.
It's more than inherent power.
Right.
It's in the statute now, but they're apparently not picking up on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I look at this kind of thing, just underlining.
Right. Graphic.
They're a policy director from the legislature. They should be doing it.
Exactly.
Further discussion? If not, is there objection to Senator Gardner's motion?
Yes.
Please call the roll.
Brown?
Aye.
Fry?
No.
Gardner?
Aye.
Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson?
Aye.
Wires?
Aye. Motion carried.
Vote explanation, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fry.
I have a little difficulty understanding how lawyers can say a law does something and then turn around and say, well, even though it does something, we've got to add some more language to it to make sure that everybody understands that it does something. It either does it or it doesn't do it. Now, if the judges say, if we had a case or something that said it didn't cover that, then I'd vote for this. Well, that's my opinion.
I guess I have a bias in favor of, in spite of the fact that it probably puts more words in the statutes, in favor of spelling things out in the statutes, as long as it isn't done in endless detail, so that somebody can point